the same time, Lady Eva is not a wealthy woman.
Mr. Holmes.
The sum you mention is utterly beyond her power. £2,000 would be a drain on her resources.
£2,000?
That is the highest price that you will get.
Oh, but the occasion of a lady's marriage is surely a suitable time for friends and relatives to make some little effort on her behalf. They may be hesitating as to a suitable wedding present. Well, that little bundle of letters would give more joy than all the candelabra and butter dishes in London.
Impossible.
How unfortunate. I can't help thinking that ladies are ill-advised not to make an effort. Look at this. This belongs to... Well, perhaps it's hardly fair to tell you the name until this time next week. By then it will be in the hands of the lady's husband. And all because she will not find a beggarly sum which she could get in an hour by turning her diamonds into paste. It is such a pity. And you argue about terms when your client's future and honor are at stake. You surprise me, Mr. Holmes. You really do. I thought you were a man of some intelligence.
Surely it's better for you to take the sum we offer than to ruin this lady's reputation. That can't profit you in any way.
Ah, but it would. I have 8 or 10 similar cases maturing. If they knew that I had made a severe example of the Lady Eva, I should find them all much more open to reason. You see my point?
Now, sir. Let us see those letters.
Mr. Holmes.
You can't leave this room without getting past me. I don't believe you have that capability.
Oh, my dear sir, your reputation for insight seems to have been grossly exaggerated. A Webley's number 2. Small but effective, particularly at short range. This gives me the capability, wouldn't you agree? And you, Doctor, would be advised to try no heroics. Put down the chair. That's better. Now be good enough to join your partner by the door. Excellent. Gentlemen, I was expecting you to try something original. This has been done so often. I assure you I'm perfectly prepared to use this, and the law would support me. Detaining someone against his will is a most serious offence. And now, I do have one or two little interviews this evening, and it is a tedious drive to Hampstead. If you'll excuse me... Thank you.
Lord, ring for the maestro there.
Oh, another one!
Oh, sorry, friend. You was first, I believe.
No, that's all right.
Tell you what, let me get yours to make up for the rudeness.
It wasn't rude.
No, politeness costs nothing, my old ma used to say. Mind you, she had a tongue on her who could strip paint. Useful, that was, come to think of it.
Well, all right, thanks.
That's the point it is. Landlord!
I'm coming! You're not the only one here.
No, very true, yeah.
And what can I get for the lovely lady?
Oh, well...
She'll have a half, and I'm paying for it.
So I says to her, the trouble there, madam, is the seating's gone and your old bull cooked.
No!
And she says to me, oh, well, hurry up and fix it. It's highly inconvenient. Inconvenient, yeah, turning red she was and dancing about better than Jen Lino.
No.
I don't think that's any way to talk about a lady.
Oh, Harry.
I'll tell you, mate, and you too, beautiful. Come here, listen. You listening, are you?
I'm listening.
Now you can get closer than that.
Oh!
Now, just a minute.
Oh, belt up, Harry, for God's sake. Go on, Billy.
Right, well, the great thing about my trade is this. Above stairs, below stairs.